Point Nemo is an area in the South Pacific that's the farthest location from land. That's why more than 260 pieces of discarded space equipment have been sent to and sunk near Point Nemo, and the International Space Station will probably be headed there in 2030. That's when NASA plans to stop operating the orbiting laboratory. It costs billions of dollars each year to maintain, and the U.S. Space Agency has been pushing for more private investment in the ISS. NASA expects commercial stations will eventually replace it, and Russia plans to leave the international project in 2025, so the ISS is scheduled to crash into the ocean in early 2031. The U.S. covered two-thirds the total cost of the ISS, and critics have said it hasn't been worth the investment in terms of scientific discoveries.
It's the most expensive object ever built, costing over $100 billion. And it's a true marvel of engineering. So, what do we have to show for it? First of all, we have the station itself. Astronauts helped put the floating laboratory together 250 miles above Earth. And it was a monumental task, seeing as it weighs in at nearly 1 million pounds and has the same livable space as a six-bedroom house. And Bob Cabana literally turned the lights on.
We actually opened the doors to the space station, powered up the computers, and turned on the lights for the first time. And that was a pretty amazing mission. I will never forget that.
It took over 40 rocket launches to build this thing. The first piece was sent up in 1998, but it wasn't deemed complete until 2011. It's been occupied since 2000.
The International Space Station, it's an international cooperative effort, and I think this is the way that when we leave planet Earth, when we go exploring, it's set the model for how we're going to explore beyond planet Earth. We've got the United States, Russia, Canada, Japan, the European Space Agency, and all its partners, and we are working together up there.
Congress declared the U.S. portion of ISS a national laboratory. Crew members spend about 35 hours per week conducting research, which has led to a critical understanding of how the human body reacts to a microgravity environment, and has also helped in the development of vaccines against pathogens like salmonella, and developing drugs to combat osteoporosis. But the overarching goal of the station is much greater.